Okay, Dr. Chetna, in the key integrated concepts in the Angel Wing website, there is a section on the body, mind, nutrition, fitness integration. So that's a lot there. You know, there's the body, there's the mind, then the importance of nutrition and fitness, how they balance together. So if you could give a bit of an overview on that, that would be good.
So obviously the part of the nutrition fitness goes with the body. So that's the mind-body connection. So what our goal or what we're trying to aim at when we talk about mind, body, and spirit, nurturing one's mind, body, and spirit is essentially how do we create programs to make this happen? So, or what kind of programs can be created? So things like meditation programs, where it's not just meditation, but meditation is a gateway for introducing people to how mind affects the body and what tools can be done or given or can be used in their daily lives, which will help them so that's one. And then also to make them create an awareness program about what nutrition means and about diseases in general, different concepts about where nutrition stands, because it's a big topic. Everybody knows nutrition is important, but they don't know what exactly happens to their bodies, what happens to their minds when they eat right or they eat wrong. So it's affecting both ways. And so that's one more thing. So at first we want to do awareness campaigns on talks so people know that there is what the concept is about before going to do it personally, which we do in our office one-to-one anyway. But in general, if you want to create awareness, that's better because then people have an idea where they're going with it. And then of course movement or fitness is the next one. So fitness is something it's a very vast topic. It could be different kinds of fitness and depend on what works for each person. And then movement on a regular basis, not just going to the gym for an hour and done, but in the whole day, how are they moving? Are they active? Are they sitting at a desk? And even if they're sitting at a desk, how can it be helpful to move around? And that's that. And explore different avenues, for example, fun things like dancing, different kinds of dancing, and games and sports and things like that. Those are all contributes to the fitness, kind of moving your body. And so we want to create certain programs or yoga or Pilates, which is about stretching, which also connects the mind and body. So those are all the programs to see happening so people can get an all-rounded awareness of all these programs and can take an advantage of this whole system where you're really building a routine for yourself, using all these things. And then the other thing would be motivational talks about how you can keep yourself motivated to keep the routine and how you can, use all these programs to, just change the way your health becomes in the future. So that's the idea.
So just a quick question here. You talked about nutrition. We all eat different kinds of foods. There's a difference between healthy food versus unhealthy food. Just very quickly, could you just in a minute elaborate just on that?
The unhealthy food is primarily all the preservative filled foods, processed foods, junk, which is chips and tortilla chips and whatever, all that stuff. And then the other ones are fast foods, the oils or the bad trans fats you use, full of then a lot of GMO products which are coming in, not good grains for you, excess of it, drinks like sodas are not good for you. So those are all the main things which are unhealthy food. Everybody knows about it. So,
All right. Thank you very much.